Joined by Olds Grizzlies head coach Tyson Salosky as we get set to continue a four-game homestand here. The Devon Extreme are in town, and obviously, you know, another team that's kind of going through similar things to the Grizzlies, trying to build, you know, from the ground up here in just their second year in the league. So how do you view the matchup tonight with Devon?
Yeah, I think Devon's done a tremendous job. They're hard to play against. They play the right way, and they have some high-end players. So I expect them to be on their game, and if we want to have some success, we're definitely going to have to play well tonight.
You bet. Obviously, Captain Hunter Motley got traded here this week, so when you have a move like that, you know, what do you say to a veteran player like Hunter as you'll get a chance to, you know, hopefully play some playoff games in the SJHL with Kindersley this year?
Yeah, I mean, Hunter was a tremendous Grizzly. He was a great leader, and he did a great job on and off the ice for us, and I think it's just how we want to run our organization is we want to give our players the best opportunity, and if it's not here this year, he handled himself so well, so we hope the best for him, and hopefully he can go on a long playoff run with Kindersley, and we're excited for him.
You bet. You get a couple of players that are brothers, twins from Montana in the Cunninghams, in Camden and Braden. You know, what is going to be your message to them as they arrive here with your team?
Yeah, so we just acquired their rights. So, like, technically they're playing junior out in the U.S. They played last season in Kindersley, so we've got their rights. I would expect us to give them a pitch to come in for next year and see if they would be willing to join us for next season. And when you grab rights of U.S.-born players, they have some options, and they're currently playing in the U.S. So our ideal situation would be able to recruit them in the summertime, and hopefully they're joining us next season.
You bet. You guys also move the rights to Brody Hankel to Fort McMurray and get Noah Kelly, a Cochrane product, back. What can you tell us about Noah and what his role might be here?
Yeah, Noah's a highly skilled forward with a high hockey IQ, and he has a lot of upside. He's a young player. He's 2008 born, but tremendous skill set. He's tenacious. He's a competitor, and we think he can help us long term. I think he can come in and make an immediate impact on the offensive side, get an opportunity to play up in our lineup, and get an opportunity to produce. And I'm excited to see what he can do with that once he gets into town here in the next couple days. But yeah, I think it's just building for the future, and I think it could be a really good piece for the few years coming in the future.
Excellent. You guys also added to your roster Cole Proleski, a goaltender here as well. What can you tell us about Cole?
Yeah, Cole's the ultimate competitor. I've coached him for the last two seasons at CIHA, and super excited to bring him on board. He's extremely prepared, extremely detailed in his game, and we're really excited to see what he can do once he gets in our lineup here.
Excellent. Jack Coughlin will get another chance as an AP in the lineup tonight. What have you seen from the Calgary Flames AAA prospect?
Yeah, Cogs is a great player. He plays a 200-foot game. His offensive game has come a long, long way, and I think that he can make an immediate impact right now as an affiliate player. He's a strong two-way player, very reliable in his own zone, but I think he can contribute offensively, and we're excited to see what he can do in his fourth game here in the AJ.
You bet. The other day, you know, what will be one of the highlights of the season, especially for Calder Hutt, was his penalty shot to goal. Just being able to see that kind of skill, and I see him get rewarded for, you know, the role that he's played this year and get an opportunity like that. You know, what did that mean to you to see Calder succeed like that?
Yeah, it's always exciting to see a penalty shot, and we practiced a decent amount, so you know Calder has this one move that seems to always go in the net, and I'm glad it did in that game. But yeah, super excited for him. He puts in a lot of hard work, plays the game hard, and it's always nice to see a player like that get rewarded.
You bet. Finn Begley finally gets his first AJHL goal as well, and it was a dandy, a nice little individual effort that showed both his speed and his creativity. How do you, you know, get more of that out of him as we go down the stretch and play the final 20 games of his rookie year?
Yeah, Finn's been really good for us. He's been knocking on the door to score for a long time, and big monkey off his back. But I think he's just coming along really nicely. He's a great player, and he puts in a lot of work. So obviously to see the first one go in is super exciting, and we're hoping he can continue down that path here in the last 20 games.
Jordan St. Louis will be back in your lineup tonight after getting some WHL time the past weekend. You know, when a player gets those kind of opportunities and then comes back, you know, how do you now keep them grounded and keep them excited about where they are and what the opportunity is here?
Yeah, Jordan's a hungry player. Like, he's a competitor. He works extremely hard. His compete level's through the roof, and we've missed him for sure. I think for him, his goal is to play in the Western League next year, and we want to help him do that, and he knows that he's got to play a full 200-foot game and develop some of his play away from the puck, and he's done a great job this year. But we're super excited to have him back in our lineup, and we know he's going to make an immediate impact for us.
You bet. Sean Richards is a player that had an assist, it seemed like, almost on every Sam Giangualano goal earlier this season since Sammy G left for the BCHL. How have you tried to find a new running mate maybe for Sean, and what has your message been to him as you see his role maybe have to change from being an assist man to, being a little more selfish and shooting the puck a little bit more?
Yeah, Richie's a really good player, and he's got a high offensive upside, and I think he's done a good job since Sam left to contribute offensively. I think the message, though, is he needs to drive a line. And I think right now he's struggling to do that at times. But we had a really good conversation the other day, and I think he's going to take some steps here and start driving a line. I think that's the biggest thing for him is to drive a line and create offense by him being the manufacturer and him doing the work. And I think sometimes he can wait for someone else to do the work, and when he's doing the work, he's very effective. So I'm excited to see what he can do tonight.
You bet. You've been bit a little bit by the injury bug here recently as well. So who are some players that maybe we haven't talked about yet that you're looking for in these next, three games of this homestand to seize the opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, on the back end, we got a couple injuries. We got Will Castellaris making his AJHL debut, so that will be really fun to watch him play tonight and see what he can do. Highly skilled puck moving defenseman, so that's exciting. I think on the back end we got some guys that can step up in Kai Martins and Boz, so I think those two guys are excited to see. And then up front, it's an opportunity for a lot of guys to get a little bit more ice time and play a bigger role, and we've got some injuries there and only going with 11 tonight, so there'll be lots of ice time out there, and we're just hoping that some guys can step up and take advantage of that.
Excellent. Well, keep it going, Tyson. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you,
appreciate it.